Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Kathleen lives in Aurora, and her preaching is entitled The Splinter and the Beam.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother or sister, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. Today's gospel seems to be about energy. It strikes us as the easy thing to do, this way of pointing out faults to another. We sometimes unkindly make a remark to another about his work, his habits, her clothing, her whatever. These remarks are made casually and can hurt. They erupt from our lips, perhaps without a thought. It takes no energy to do this. All of a sudden it is done. And do we realize the hurt we may have caused? What was our reason for doing this? You wore that to the concert? You put that on your hamburger? You watch that TV program? Why do we do this? Does this gospel not remind us to look at ourselves once in a while? Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. But in our weakness, we know that to remove the heavy, age-old wooden beam from our own eye may take a clear resolution. To remove it will say to our ego that something was not right. We may not be as cool as we thought we were. It is a spiritual challenge to look ourselves in the eye once in a while, to say, "My God, forgive me for hanging on to this weakness, this bad habit, this vice." My God, hard as it might be to say, thank you for calling this to my attention. Yes, I think to do this takes a lot more energy and deliberate resolve than to tease another to strike out. We want to feel higher up and better in that moment of putting another down, but in reality, maybe not. The beam may be there. Let it go. Rather, offer kindness, and above all, take on the willingness to change. So today, how shall we go about our relationships? Gospel messages are sometimes hard to swallow, aren't they?